Thank you. Thank you very much, Hélène, and good afternoon, everybody. Not easy to speak last after so many good speeches. I'm not so sure there's much smart to be said after all that has been said. So let's start with the easy thing. Let's start with thanking all the speaker, the panelists, the moderator, all the intervention, and also all the colleagues in the secretariat who have been working to make this segment so interesting. I think what something that has come very strongly, as also mentioned by Francesca, is the usefulness of the protocol. And I would like really maybe to wrap up, leading us to the next part of the meeting. Because we heard about the urgency of the challenges, and we have a tool. And this tool should be used. The protocol with all these technical guidelines, and we've also here new guidance developed in the past triennium that we will be adopting and using. They should be used. We cannot afford not to take advantage of it. Similarly, for what concerns this framework, this is unique. Having health and environment representatives sitting together, and it's great to see so many mixed delegations. I would encourage others to also take this inspiration and even strengthen this representation, because that doesn't happen by itself, and it's been the legally binding nature of the protocol which has pushed that, and it's very important to build on that, and we shouldn't take it for granted. We should take advantage of this community of practices, the possibility, the need to exchange experience, the possibility it gives to exchange experience on learning from each other. So that's something that let's embrace this coming 2.5 days with this perspective in mind. We need what we can learn from each other. And then, of course, the most important, the implementation at the national level, how it can change the life of population, how we can save life. I mean, COVID gave a different meaning to the sentence, water is life. Indeed, very much so. So use the protocol also for the process of target setting. Many countries have been recently revising targets in a very, very smart way, taking into account climate change, taking into account a future pandemic. So let's use those instruments of target setting in a way that helps your country and protect your population. So that's how we would like to end. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.